Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're having wise conversations around here. We have a lot of fun with our friends from Wise Markets, whether it's eating well or whether it's not eating well, which is more my favorite when the ice cream department and the eggnog and all that. Well, some hearty soups this time of year, but salads on sale. I want to let everybody know that. And I took pictures last week because a lot of supermarkets, a little thin in the skin, a little empty. My Wise looks pretty good over in Towson in store 206 with my pal Rob Santoni. We have a new visitor from Wise today, and I've talked about the Wise for School program. We run the ads, and we talk about it at the beginning of school, and we've done a lot of school talking around here. My former high school guidance counselor, Don Moeller, comes on from time to time, and we talk about teachers needing things, communities needing things, schools needing things, and Wise steps up in this particular way. And I don't understand the program because I don't have a kid in school and understanding all this, but I understand rounding up from time to time when I'm checking out of the Wise out in the county. Alyssa Evans is here. She is an e-commerce specialist, which I need more of in my life. I don't think there's any doubt about that. As much as my wife's buying things online all day long, so I could use your help. Alyssa's here from Wise to school me on the Wise for School program. Some have said I have no class, Alyssa. So that joke has been made for a long time. Tell me about the Wise for School program.
Sure. So Wise Markets is really committed to investing in the communities where we live and operate. And this year, we're donating up to $500,000 to area schools through our Wise for School program.
$500,000
$500,000.
So do they buy pencils and pens and stuff and tissues and all the things? When I was single, I dated a few teachers. I had a roommate who was a teacher, and you could never do enough to help teachers, and I know we've had tough times here with masks and districts and social distancing and remote learning and all of that. But when this money comes into these schools, I can't think of a better investment than investing in our kids.
Absolutely. Yep. And as soon as we hand the check over at the end of the program, that school is welcome to use those funds however they most need.
So how does it work for the schools? This is a competitive thing, correct?
It's sort of competitive. So it's really a two-step process. The school just needs to go to wiseforschool.com and either enroll their school if they're brand new to the program or activate their account. And then they need to pass out a parent letter, which we do provide, that has a unique barcode. And then friends and family just take that barcode into any Wise Markets location and scan that barcode along with their club card to link their club card to their preferred school. Once they do that, every time they scan their club card at checkout, they can earn points for their school.
So if I link it, because I went through this with Hannah a couple weeks ago, right before Christmas, I embarrassed myself. I pulled my app up to try to figure out if I had enough points for a ham. By the way, the ham was delicious. I ate it. When we get done with the ham, we had a big ham because it was free because I had points, right? So we got the big ham, and what we do about a third of it for Christmas, and then we do bean soup and split pea soup. So I made the mistake of pulling my app out, and I didn't have my passwords. I had to reset. I did all of this stuff. So what you're saying is if I register it to my card, I'm good to go. And can I do this even though my kid's not in school? Or can I pick Perry Hall High School or Dundalk High School and say I want my funds to go to them?
Yes, you can register for any school. You can only link to one school. So if you try to link to one school and then you try to link to another one, we're going to link you to the last school that you tried to. But yes, yep, grandparents, you don't even have to live in the same area. You can link states away. You know, if you have a kid or somebody you want to support their school who lives further away, that's fine. The program is eligible to pre-K through eighth grade. So I heard you mention high school.
No high school.
Unfortunately, they're not eligible, but the elementary and middle school ages are. Yep.
All right. Well, then I'll do Hollabird Middle, or I'll find someone where a listener or a school principal says to me, make it my school for your card. Cause we go to Wise. We buy a lot of 2% milk and some organics and different things right here. The program ends on April 30th. We tell everybody about all the cool stuff at Wise. Now you've been at Wise a couple of years. So I have to ask you this time of year, cause I get into this ice cream flavors. It's a big debate around here. It's what we do. I was talked into by Rob Santoni and one of the district managers that I will leave unnamed for now because he said he had a Southern accent and he had to get permission to come on the show. And but he told me, get the cinnamon ice cream. And my wife went, I was telling Alyssa about this, Alyssa Marsh about this last week. My wife went to, with her sister, a baking class in Vermont. She's from New Hampshire. Christmas time, her and her sister, they baked all day and learned how to make dough. She brought home this apple pie that was made from like fresh apples. It even had a little tart to it. It wasn't all gooey and gunky. It was like homemade. And she put it in the freezer. We pulled it out. And I said, ah, cinnamon ice cream at Wise is going to be the perfect addition to that. So I wouldn't buy cinnamon ice cream, although I've loved it. Like when I get it on a dessert at a restaurant or something with some nuts or pralines or whatever, I do like cinnamon ice cream, but I had never thought about doing that at home. So I discovered cinnamon ice cream. So Hannah was on last year, and this is where the whole thing started, beginning of the program. She told me about tea berry ice cream. I had never heard of tea berry ice cream.
What?
You know about tea berry ice cream?
I love tea berry ice cream.
See, it's a love hate though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you either love it or you hate it.
Do you live in a house with other people? You bring home a half a gallon.
Yes.
Some people might not touch it in your house, right? It's like sort of like peppermint stick. Not everybody likes
it. Right. Well, I love it.
We argued about what tea berry's flavor was, and there's this whole Pepto-Bismol thing. No. I've learned to conquer tea berry. It's birch beer. It's a birch beer ice cream.
Yeah, you're right.
It really is. If you put that like a root beer float, if you floated it in birch beer, you would have
that'd be good.
So that's why the cinnamon ice cream to me complemented the apple pie, but I would have used vanilla and vanilla bean. No offense to French vanilla I love the French people. I love Paris. I love French fries. I just prefer vanilla bean ice cream. And that would be my go-to, but I went to cinnamon. So give me some ice cream. There's 50 some odd flavors, including seasonal. I still have some eggnog left over. We got rid of the peppermint stick because the peppermint stick gets a little gummy, a little weird, but flavor. Give me a flavor I haven't had. Santoni keeps telling me the root beer float's really good. And I keep looking at the banana split, but I haven't done that one yet.
Well, we are a 2 ice cream at a time household purchaser. So usually we actually have 4 because we have a little left over from the previous week. We eat way too much ice cream.
What's in there right now? Right now in your freezer?
I basically just finished the black cherry vanilla myself last night, which is amazingly delicious. My husband loves mint choco chips, so we always have that in the house. Peanut butter indulgence. I don't know if you've had that, but that.
No. I looked at the peanut butter the other day. I love peanut butter ice cream. Is that the plain or is that does it have stuff in it? Because there were two different kinds.
It has pretzels and they see crunchy in the ice cream. I don't know how they do it. It's magic. But it's like a peanut butter ripple on steroids. You have to try it. It's so good.
Okay. I'm having you back. You've just earned your way back on. You made me hungry. Alyssa Evans here. She's an e-commerce manager at Wise Markets. We're talking about the Wise for School program. You can sign up. Apparently it's a lot easier than I even realized. And apparently it's not for high school. So I'm learning things here. K-8. So this is where you guys correct me and get me the right password so my app works and I get a free ham. So the Wise folks have been good to us around here. I would say last thing for you on the ice cream thing. Are you a cone or are you bowl or are you sprinkles? Because people ask me like, how do I eat this much and stay relatively svelte? I'm 53, so I'm getting a little older. I got to watch myself and what I'm eating. Portion control. And I have a cone almost every night. Almost every night I have a cone. And you called it magic with the pretzels. I think ice cream's magic. I think ice cream is like, there aren't many things left in life that I still like enjoy. And I get a cone because the cone, you can lick it for 10, 12 minutes. So you eat it in a bowl, you just eat it and it's gone. Cones allow you to enjoy it. Like I can make it through Double Jeopardy and Final Jeopardy with my cone. But nobody's going to beat Amy Schneider. I know that. So, you a Jeopardy watcher?
Not really. No.
Okay. She's been winning for a month and a half. So it's a little bit of an in-joke for the Jeopardy crowd. Okay. What is an e-commerce manager? Tell me what you do at Wise.
So my main job is handling our e-com site. So working with same-day pickup and delivery and just giving a lot of support to our stores pretty much. And, you know, troubleshooting in case a customer needs something or, you know, trying to improve the process in general.
I'm so old school and Jamie is giving me a hard time at the beginning. She made the first segment on my show to order groceries online because I had never done it in my life. they came, they were fine. The oranges we picked out were beautiful and all that. I'm physical. I am old school. And I'm probably, you know, of that generation of older school people. I was raised by an older family. I don't hold on. Like, I don't still read newspapers. I'm online. I mean, I've given up some things. Keyless entry to my car. I don't have to put the key. The weird things you give up. But going to the grocery store is still something I like to do. Like, I like looking at the meats. I like looking and discovering things that maybe I've never bought and say, I'm going to try that this time. That organic thing looks good. That, you know, hey, they have sugar snap peas today. I'm going to grab them. I'm physical about my grocery, but the world's not that way, right? I mean, it is the biggest growing part. Every time I get together with the people that run your company, they tell me it's growing segment. My wife shops online. And that's why I said, like, she buys shoes online. How do you buy shoes without putting them on? I don't understand it, but groceries for me, I still, and I know we've had COVID and I wipe everything down and I wear a mask and like, I stay away from people. I'm good like all that, but I want to be in the store. I like being in the store.
And that's okay. You know, we have a lot of different people with a lot of different needs. And for you, what I would suggest is, hey, if there's heavy stuff like water or paper towels or things that you don't need to look at, save yourself a, you know, 20 minutes and let us do those shopping. And then you come in for your fresh items. So
it was easy. I mean, yeah. It was like too easy. Yeah, it was like the internet. Like once you get it, you get spoiled, you know, a little bit. And I'm like, yes. I don't want to be a guy that doesn't go to the market. I'm the spokesperson for the market. I got to be in the market. I mean, to me, there is, I shouldn't even tell you this because it's such an ice cream because we have a special relationship now with ice cream, you know, because the black cherry I was looking at, the peanut butter, like totally. Those were my next sort of like, all right, we're through the holidays. I'm done with my eggnog and I got my fix and now I'm going to move to the next thing. And I stand in the ice cream aisle, and not just with the Wise brands, because Ben's over there and Jerry's up here and like, you know, and there's little ring dings and widgets and little sticks of things and fudgy pops and different things, low fat, no fat, froyo, desserts, all that. But I stand in front of the Wise and I look top to bottom, and the Wise that I was in Rob's store the other day, cause I'm moving to the county this week. It's a big to do. It's controversial. And they had 4 half gallons of eggnog left. And we were in a position where like, we're changing freezers this week, which I haven't done in 19 years. So we're like a little bit like, do we really want ice cream? Do we move Thursday. We'll buy out there. So I didn't buy anything. And I was looking at all of like the next thing, but I do get a little paralyzed and I like that. I like going into the store. I like looking at produce and I like looking at the meats. I like figuring out little things I might want, pasta aisles or spices or whatever. Cause we're going to redo our spice rack next week. Thank you, Wise Markets. Love you. I always go to the ice cream aisle and one of the reasons I stay skinny, I don't always buy, you know, sometimes it's just like, I just want to look at it, you know, and come up with an idea. But the black cherry thing, that's going to happen. Yeah. Peanut butter and pretzel sounds a little weird to me, but you've
intrigued me. Give it a try. You won't regret it.
Alyssa, I didn't know what a tea berry was 8 months ago. And now I get embarrassed every time I bring it up with somebody from Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on and being a part of what we do. Wrap it up by telling everybody how they get involved one more time with Wise for School.
Well, you just visit wiseforschool.com, enroll your school, and then supporters can link their club card to their preferred school and start earning points for your school today.
Next time we're going to talk crab cakes. Do you eat crab cakes? You're in Pennsylvania. I eat them.
I don't know how to make them, but I eat them for sure.
That's why you need me in your life, because I research this sort of thing. I have a crab cake tour, so I go everywhere and eat every crab cake that I can. As much as I can to see how it stacks up against the once $5, now $6 signature crab cake, which was really good, by the way. And all the Wises are cool here. I want to give a cool plug out for two of the Wises that I know of. I don't know how many of the Wise locations here have this, but there's a sub here that's kind of famous in East Baltimore. I didn't know about it. It's called the Bell Garden Sub, and they have it in certain locations, and Rob brought it on, and it's a really complicated cold cut. It's a cold cut sub, but it's got a lot of things that are very specific to this particular sub. And they sell the heck out of it. And the day I did the signature, we did it out in front. They had the crab truck. And I fell in love. No offense to the $6 signature crab cake. Fine. Delicious. Don't know what's in it. Don't know how to make it either. But the Bell Garden Sub, from a local perspective, when I come up to Sunbury and I tour the ice cream factory, I'm going to bring a bunch of Bell Garden Subs up for all of you. How about that? So you
sounds
can
good.
You give me T-Berry ice cream, you ship that down from the Central Valley, I'm going to ship up the Bell Garden cold cut to you. How about that?
It's a deal.
Appreciate the Wise conversation. Thanks for coming on, Alyssa.
Thanks for having me.
Learning about ice cream, learning about the Wise for School program. You can even pump gas in Perry Hall now up there in the store 206 in Fullerton. I call it Perry Hall, but we've gotten into this battle about what is White Marsh, what is Nottingham. That will continue. I am Nestor. We're monitoring all things football here in the playoffs. We've had some fun politics to talk about. We've had some fun arts to talk about. And we've certainly been talking about some health and staying healthy around here as well. All Wise conversations, the kind we have at WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, where we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.